Well, hello, you charming child of God. Welcome to Bible Bedtime, Season 5, Episode 264. I am Dana, I'm your host, and in this podcast, I read a full chapter of the Bible in a way that I hope will help you fall asleep in heavenly peace. In this fifth season, we are reading through the fifth books of the Old and New Testaments. We've already read through Deuteronomy, and now we're reading through Acts. After I read the chapter, I will then read another full chapter from the book of Psalms. We finish each episode with the Lord's Prayer, and then I close with my own dedication prayer from Psalm 20, 14. Now, if you'd like to support this ad-free podcast with a love offering, we are on Venmo. Just enter at Bible Bedtime or search for Bible Bedtime Podcast, and all the links are in the show description, and your love offerings bless me tremendously and help offset the costs of the production of the podcast. If you would like to bless me by reaching out and saying hello, I would also love that. You can send me a direct email at BibleBedtimePodcast@gmail.com or join our Facebook group. I really love hearing from listeners, and I appreciate so much the people who have reached out. I had a realization today I wanted to share with you, although I'm a little hesitant to do that. I have to admit, I recognized that I was doing something that maybe wasn't a healthy thing to do. And I want to share that with you. I sometimes compulsively like to look at the data about Bible Bedtime, about the listeners, about where listeners are in the world, and that blesses me tremendously. I won't stop looking at that or enjoying that, but here's where I have gotten into a bad habit. Occasionally, because it's normal, listenership goes up and down different days of the week, different months of the year. And I've done this long enough to know that it goes in cycles. And yet, when I notice listenership goes down a little, I find myself discouraged. And that happened to me today. Fortunately, God sent me a little wake-up call. I realized how utterly ridiculous it is to judge the merit or worthiness of this podcast, of this time that I spend with you and in God's Word, and valuing it by the number of listeners. And honestly, if there is only one listener, then I know God is with us, because He has said, wherever two or more gather in my name, I will be there. And as you listen to this, I know you are here and we are gathered, and God is mightier than any audience that this podcast could garner. And I felt compelled to share that with you tonight, to share the confession of the weakness, the human weakness of seeking affirmation and confirmation from other people instead of seeking it from where it should come from, which is from God. I hope that this helps you be more gentle with yourself and remember who your true audience is in your life, just as I today have reaffirmed who my audience is. Thanks for letting me share that. And now it is time to end your day. There's nothing else you need to do. The to-do list is done. All you need to do is stop doing things and relax. Position yourself comfortably in your bed and get the covers just right. Nestle your head into your pillow and feel the blessing of gravity holding you to the skin of this earth that is held in the hand of the Creator of the universe. And know that you are loved and you are held and you are safe and you can relax and rest. Now, join me if you can in taking 3 deep breaths. 1, 2, and 3. Excellent. Acts chapter 16, which continues the tale of Paul's travels. He came to Derbe and then to Lystra, where a disciple named Timothy lived, whose mother was a Jewess and a believer, but whose father was a Greek. The brothers at Lystra and Iconium spoke well of him. Paul wanted to take him along on the journey, so he circumcised him because of the Jews who lived in that area, for they all knew that his father was a Greek. As they traveled from town to town, they delivered the decisions reached by the apostles and elders in Jerusalem for the people to obey. So the churches were strengthened in the faith and grew daily in numbers. Paul and his companions traveled throughout the region of Phrygia and Galatia, having been kept by the Holy Spirit from preaching the word in the province of Asia. When they came to the border of Mysia, they tried to enter Bithynia, but the Spirit of Jesus would not allow them to. So they passed by Mysia and went down to Troas. During the night, Paul had a vision of a man of Macedonia standing and begging him, "Come over to Macedonia and help us." After Paul had seen the vision, we got ready at once to leave for Macedonia, concluding that God had called us to preach the gospel to them. From Troas, we put out to sea and sailed straight for Samothrace, and the next day to Neapolis. From there, we traveled to Philippi, a Roman colony and the leading city of that district of Macedonia. And we stayed there several days. On the Sabbath, we went outside the city gate to the river, where we expected to find a place of prayer. We sat down and began to speak to the women who had gathered there. One of those listening was a woman named Lydia, a dealer in purple cloth from the city of Thyatira, who was a worshiper of God. The Lord opened her heart to respond to Paul's message. When she and the members of her household were baptized, she invited us to her home. "If you consider me a believer in the Lord," she said, "come and stay at my house." And she persuaded us. Once, when we were going to the place of prayer, we were met by a slave girl who had a spirit by which she predicted the future. She earned a great deal of money for her owners by fortune telling. This girl followed Paul and the rest of us, shouting, "These men are servants of the Most High God, who are telling you the way to be saved." She kept this up for many days. Finally, Paul became so troubled that he turned around and said to the Spirit, "In the name of Jesus Christ, I command you to come out of her." At that moment, the Spirit left her. When the owners of the slave girl realized that their hope of making money was gone, they seized Paul and Silas and dragged them into the marketplace to face the authorities. They brought them before the magistrates and said, "These men are Jews and are throwing our city into an uproar by advocating customs unlawful for us Romans to accept or practice." The crowd joined in the attack against Paul and Silas, and the magistrates ordered them to be stripped and beaten. After they had been severely flogged, they were thrown into prison, and the jailer was commanded to guard them carefully. Upon receiving such orders, he put them in the inner cell and fastened their feet in the stocks. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly, there was such a violent earthquake that the foundations of the prison were shaken. At once, all the prison doors flew open and everybody's chains came loose. The jailer woke up, and when he saw the prison door open, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself because he thought the prisoners had escaped. But Paul shouted, "Don't harm yourself. We are all here." The jailer called for lights, rushed in, and fell trembling before Paul and Silas. He then brought them out and asked, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" They replied, "Believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved, you and your household." Then they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all the others in his house. At that hour of the night, the jailer took them and washed their wounds. Then immediately, he and all his family were baptized. The jailer brought them into his house and set a meal before them. He was filled with joy because he had come to believe in God, he and his whole family. When it was daylight, the magistrates sent their officers to the jailer with the order, "Release those men." The jailer told Paul, "The magistrates have ordered that you and Silas be released. Now you can leave. Go in peace." But Paul said to the officers, "They beat us publicly without a trial, even though we are Roman citizens, and threw us into prison. And now, do they want to get rid of us quietly? No. Let them come themselves and escort us out." The officers reported this to the magistrates, and when they heard that Paul and Silas were Roman citizens, they were alarmed. They came to appease them and escorted them from the prison, requesting them to leave the city. After Paul and Silas came out of the prison, they went to Lydia's house, where they met with the brothers and encouraged them. Then they left. Psalm 46, for the director of music, of the sons of Korah, according to Alamoth, a song. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. Selah. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at break of day. Nations are in uproar, kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice, the earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Selah. Come and see the works of the Lord, the desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Selah. And now we will end with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. And in closing, Psalm 20:14, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. And now it is time for you to go to sleep, and sleep well. Sweet dreams. Good night.